You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. The words I'm sharing today, I found nestled into a long forgotten file in the notes app on my phone. I don't know if I wrote them, or perhaps they were words that were inspired by someone else's writing. Either way, they delicately sum up how I intend to live and how I practice living fully with others and with myself. Enjoy. Invite yourself to get up before the rest of the world. Start with 7 a.m., then 6, then perhaps 5:30. Go to the nearest hill with a big coat, your favorite blanket, and a scarf, and watch the sunrise. Invite yourself to fall asleep earlier. Start with 11 p.m., then 10, then perhaps 9. Wake up in the morning feeling re-energized and comfortable. Lie in your garden. Feel the sunshine on your skin. Get into the habit of cooking yourself a beautiful breakfast. Fry tomatoes and mushrooms in real butter and garlic. Fry an egg, slice up a fresh avocado and squirt way too much lemon on it. Sit and eat it and do nothing else. Stretch. Start by reaching for the sky as hard as you can, then try to touch your toes, roll your head, stretch your fingers, stretch everything. Buy a water bottle. Invite yourself to drink the whole thing in a day, then try drinking it twice. Buy a beautiful diary and a beautiful black pen. Write down everything you do, including dinner dates, appointments, assignments, coffee, what you would like to do that day. No detail is too small. Strip your bed of your sheets and empty your underwear into the washing machine. Wash, then hang them in the sunshine with care. Make your bed in full. Dig your fingers into the earth. Plant a seed. See your success as it grows every day. Organize your room, fold all your clothes and bag what you don't need, clean your mirror, your laptop, vacuum the floor, light your favorite candle. Breathe. Practice your deep breathing. Ground yourself. Have a luxurious shower with your favorite music playing. Wash your hair, scrub your body, brush your teeth. Lather your whole body in moisturizer. Get familiar with the part between your toes, your inner thighs, the back of your neck. Wash the day's stress away. Invite yourself to go for a walk. Take your headphones, or not. Go to the beach and walk. Smile at strangers walking the other way and be surprised how many smile back. Bring your dog and observe the dog's behavior. Realize you can learn from your dog. Message old friends with personal jokes. Reminisce. Suggest a catch-up soon, even if you don't follow through. Invite yourself to follow through. Think long and hard about what interests you. Crime, sex, history, long-forgotten romance etiquette. Find a book about it and read it. There is a book about literally everything. Become the person you would ideally fall in love with. Let cars merge into your lane when driving. Pay double for parking tickets and leave a second one in the machine. Stick your tongue out at babies. Help an animal. Compliment someone on their nice clothes. Challenge yourself to not judge anyone for a whole day, then two, then a week. Walk with a straight posture. Look people in the eye. Ask people about their story. Talk to acquaintances so they might become friends. Lie in the sunshine. Daydream about the life you would lead if failure wasn't so scary a thing. Then open your eyes. Then take small steps to make life happen for you, with you, and through you. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.